I'm Dr. Drew, and here's today's 1 Minute Clinic. Nicotine gum provides a source of nicotine that serves as an oral replacement for cigarettes. And the problem with cigarettes is not the nicotine, it is the tobacco. So here are some facts about nicotine gum. It's delivered slowly through the mucous membrane in the mouth. It's much lower levels of nicotine than when you're smoking a cigarette. The gum does not have any cancer-causing substances, and up to 2 million Americans use it each year. About 5 to 9% of users rely on it longer than the recommended 3 months, and up to 50% are using for 6 months or more. In fact, some people get addicted to the gum. And you know what? That's okay. Much better than cigarettes. Patients are usually recommended to try to reduce the amount of gum after 2 or 3 months. Do so slowly to prevent a nicotine withdrawal syndrome. And of course, contact your doctor if you experience side effects such as muscle aches in the jaw, headaches, nausea, dizziness, heart rhythm irregularities, or difficulty breathing. Spokesperson for Society for Research on Nicotine and Tobacco said some people have used it longer than 15 years and they are fine and they have not come back to cigarettes, more importantly, and there have been no health risks identified. For WTOP, I'm Dr. Drew. Don't miss my next report at 1:13.